The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City is offering a rare opportunity to peek inside the head of one of the greatest artists of all time, Leonardo da Vinci. More than 100 drawings and one painting are on view, the first show of its kind in the country. David Darcy reports it's a testament to Leonardo's gifts as a draftsman, engineer, architect, and portraitist.
The foremost art of Leonardo's time was not sculpture, painting, drawing, or even architecture. It was the art of war. The exhibition, Leonardo da Vinci, Master Draftsman, shows Leonardo selling himself as a military engineer, as he designs mortars to rain shells over a wide area, and a selection of spears for soldiers in Milan. Carmen Bombach is curator of drawings at the Met.
Leonardo wrote probably one of the most fascinating job application letters that exist from the Renaissance. He wrote to Ludovico Sforza il Moro, the ruler of Milan. 14 points of his letter are about all the ferocious war machines that he can come up and the different ways of disposing with the enemy. And then the last two clauses of his letter are about, by the way, in times of peace, I can also paint and sculpt and do some architecture.
While Leonardo is also credited with designing the first submarine and the first helicopter, he's best known for such venerable paintings as the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. But Carmen Bombach says his genius is most immediately evident in a page of studies of cats in the face of a toothless old woman or in the sketch of a baby.
He allows the ink to drop right in the area that would be suggestive of the shadows of the turned profile. It's magical to look at a contour that's just a few strokes around the cranium of the baby, and it suggested everything, including the way in which that head inhabits the space around it of the background. This is a draftsman who, with such economy of means, can evoke so much.
The only painting on view is really a big drawing. St. Jerome praying in the wilderness shows the figure of the hermit St. Jerome painted over what began as a drawing on a huge wood panel. At his knees is a sketched and partly painted lion. Rising behind them is a landscape that Leonardo painted over a sketch with his thumbs and fingers. It came from the Vatican, and it's only the second time that this painting has been in the United States. Leonardo loans are rare. The last time an American museum bought a Leonardo painting was in 1966. George Goldner, head of the Met's Department of Drawings, says you can't buy a Leonardo show.
The last painting by him ever to be sold was sold 4 decades ago. There had been a handful of drawings by him sold during the 80s and 90s and into this century, but very, very few. So even if you went out with all the money in the world, you not only couldn't make an exhibition, you couldn't even fill one side of one wall with what you could buy anymore.
The purpose of this exhibition, says curator Carmen Bombach, is to witness a process of exploration unfold in Leonardo's own hand.
He's observed a leaf of a tree, and he will tell you how the leaf attaches. He believes very profoundly that unless you understand the way things work structurally, it will be impossible for the painter to create something that can pass for reality.
The gallery's mixed drawings and notebook pages that deal with science, engineering, grotesque caricatures, and sacred imagery, bringing truth to the cliché of the Renaissance man. Normally, says Columbia University professor James Beck, the various disciplines are studied in isolation, and Leonardo the man rarely emerges.
I mean, it took Freud to write a fairly serious examination of the individual, although I think he was so interested in only the sexual side that he lost track of, for example, Leonardo was the entertainer. Leonardo must have been the most amusing person at a party you could imagine. He could sing, he played an instrument, he told wonderful stories, he had puzzles, rebuses.
Yet Leonardo da Vinci's life remains an enigma. The illegitimate left-handed son of a notary never married. He's assumed to have been a homosexual, but was acquitted in a famous sodomy trial. When the first Leonardo biography appeared years after his death, it never documented many of the events of his life. Although the drawings in the Met exhibition hint at what he was imagining, Leonardo rarely finished his most ambitious project, says curator Carmen Bombach.
One of the things that seems to happen is that in the process of exploration, in the process of preparation, so much of his artistic energy goes into it that he gets to a point where the actual execution of this seems to already be too taxing. The attempt to explore and explore and explore to the point where he's gone on to the next thing almost without having realized that he's gone into the next endeavor. The final product, in a way, no longer holds his creative interests.
Exhibitions of drawings tend to be for experts rather than the masses. They shouldn't, says George Goldner.
Few of us have made paintings. Almost none of us has carved a piece of marble, but everybody's made drawings. And therefore, if you look at a quick sketch by Leonardo, ultimately you should be able to understand the process by which it's made. Once you look at the way he conveys motion, he's the first artist to really convey motion effectively. The way he conveys the psychological makeup of a figure, a physiognomy. These are all pretty easy ways into him. They're all things that we can understand even if we don't know anything about art history.
Every exhibition considers an artist's influence on later generations. The last room of the Met Show is lined with drawings, mostly wild caricatures, that imitate Leonardo. Carmen Bombach suggests that today's artists would do well to consider Leonardo's own words.
Leonardo's great dictum, he says, "O painter, look at the stains and the variegated patterns on the walls and see what forms can come to your minds. You will see infinite battles, you will see faces, you will see landscapes and valleys, and take those forms and then you can reshape them into a pictorial idea." This is a very modern way of thinking.
Leonardo da Vinci, Master Draftsman, will not travel. It runs through the end of March at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.